As we told you, the president is on his way back home after his state visit to Japan. He did make a Memorial Day stop before his departure, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States.
Together, you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter says when he served in the Marine Corps, he took photographs of dead bodies. Hunter making the remark while defending Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher over the weekend. Gallagher accused of war crimes, including taking pictures with dead combatants and shooting unarmed civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him. To Colorado now, changing gears, a boulder as big as a house or small building blocking a highway, and it could be a while before it's all cleared out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
No one can say when the road will reopen. A massive slide raining rocks onto State Route 145 north of the town of Dolores on Friday. The slide created an 8-foot-deep trench all the way across the road, and the boulder is now sitting in the middle of it. The highway links Cortez and Telluride. The Colorado Department of Transportation is bringing in a team of experts to figure out how to break up the boulder and clear it away so that the road can be rebuilt. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Republican senator out with a new book about Arlington National Cemetery, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Memorial Day is a time to honor the fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. Before being elected senator in Arkansas, Republican Tom Cotton served with the Army Regiment at Arlington, known as the Old Guard. Senator Cotton has a new book out titled Sacred Duty. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the senator, and one of the things I asked him was about visiting Arlington National Cemetery and what makes it so special.
Well, as I write in Sacred Duty, I think Arlington is a very special place in the hearts of our fellow Americans. You know, one reason I wrote this book is I could tell how much our fellow citizens care about Arlington. You know, when they come to see me in Washington, they'll usually be in town for a few days, and I ask them what their favorite stop is in their sightseeing tour, and they almost always say Arlington National Cemetery. When you get there, it's just, you know, truly sacred ground. You walk in, and people seem to be kinder, quieter, respectful of each other in a way that may not be the case just outside the gates on the sidewalk or certainly on the highway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.